All right, guys, we're back. It's been a long time. It is episode 7 of Coffee with Your Coaches, and we have some exciting news today. Ashley is joining us for the first time.
Yay!
So if you hear giggling in the background the entire time, that is what's happening. Also, for the record, I'm the only one drinking coffee while doing Coffee with the Coaches, but Sophie has tea. On the agenda today, we're going to talk about, now that the Open is over, what do we do?
So the most important thing that we need to do, everyone needs to do, me included, is to think of some goals. So on the backboard of the room, that whiteboard, some of you have them listed, and I think some of them are a little bit old. So I think that everyone should take a few minutes to go back there, see if their goals are up there, and edit them a little bit. So we call those SMART goals. So those goals on that board should be very specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely. So, you know, don't just write, I want to get a muscle up in 6 months. You know, I want you to be more specific on how you're going to do that. Are you going to do certain drills? Are you going to meet with a coach? You know, what are you going to do? What steps are you going to take to obtain those goals? So the first thing that you want to do is think about what your goals are, write them down, and that's kind of the first step of holding yourself accountable for them. And think about, you know, maybe one gymnastics goal, one, you know, strength or Olympic lifting goal, maybe even something that has to do with mobility, which I know some people are kind of thinking about after some of those open workouts, especially like the pistol, things like that. So anything like that. And then even a lifestyle one, something that has really nothing to do with the gym. I know for me last year, I put, you know, less screen time. Some people have, you know, reading more books or something like that, being outside more. So that can also be a goal that you can put up on that board.
So after you have kind of reflected a little bit and come up with some new goals, then I think it's important to talk about how to align your training more specifically to help you reach those goals. And, you know, one thing that I think CrossFit and group fitness as a whole lacks is it's very hard to specifically attack goals in a group setting. So, lucky for you, at the Port, there are many different ways for you to attack your goals. And I think it all starts with, you know, meeting with a coach one-on-one to kind of talk about your goals, but then also kind of opening your eyes towards maybe more specific types of training, like some one-on-one sessions with a coach or some personalized programming or even, you know, our specialty programs at the gym, in which we'll talk about more as we go forward.
So one way you can kind of attack your goals is to schedule skill sessions. And I know we've talked about this in almost every coffee talk, I feel like. But don't forget that you guys have skill sessions included in your membership. They're a part of your membership. So let's say you sign up for a year. You have 2 hours in that year of skill sessions. So that can be 4 30-minute sessions. It can be 2 hour sessions, whatever you want to do. And I feel like in the last few months, a lot of people have taken advantage of that. I know I've spent a bunch of time with athletes on gymnastic stuff. I know Justin just took someone through 5 sessions of just pure mobility. So it can be really anything that you want. All you have to do is shoot me an email, tell me what you want to work on and what time is good for you. And that's it. And then we'll set those up for you. So something to, again, look at your goals that you've written down, think about which goal could maybe match best with, you know, or be obtainable by doing some, skill sessions. So that's one thing that you guys have, available to you. So don't forget to take advantage of it.
If one-on-one sessions aren't your thing, I don't know who that person is, but if you're just not into one-on-one sessions, a couple of other things that we have available to you is something like personal programming, where if you are someone who wants to work on something specific like gymnastics, or you want to go through a strength cycle, or you found out in 20.2 your engine wasn't exactly what you needed it to be and you want to do some aerobic work, personal programming is a great attack. So something that you would get in your inbox on Sundays and you would come in either before class or after class or in replacement of class and do your specific work based on your goals. Also, Portswool is back.
Yay!
Easily the most popular personal programming thing we've run. Portswool is a program that is dedicated to giving you some time off from the complex multi-jointed lifts like the clean and the jerk and the snatch. And it focuses on isolation movements where we are giving our bodies a little bit of a rest while gaining some strength and also working on those beach muscles. Portswool was like a phenomenon in here for the first 12 weeks of the beginning of last year. When did we do it? Last January, I think. And Swollers will tell you they had a really good time. And again, what happens is you get your programming on Sunday, 3 days a week. It's about an hour to an hour and a half of just some bodybuilding Globo gym stuff. But the really cool part about that is there's other people that are doing it with you. So you're not necessarily lifting by yourself. You're getting swole together.
All right. And also, with the Open finally being over, we're going to bring back kind of our monthly challenge. But this time, it's going to run from November through December. So the last 6 weeks of the year, we are going to spend accumulating as many calories as you can on a rower, a bike, a skier, or the C2 bike. So starting next Monday, November 18th, there's going to be some papers available in the book up front, so you can kind of track your calories for the next 6 weeks. So that will be the next month or two challenge. And that will bring us to the end of the year. And then starting in January, we're also going to start another nutrition challenge. So we'll talk about this more and we'll have some informational meetings coming up a little bit later. But basically, it's going to be the 800-gram challenge. And what you guys are going to be doing is just adding more fruits and vegetables into your daily diet. So this challenge, I think, is really cool because it's not a restrictive diet. It's not taking anything away, but rather just kind of like replacing some other things or just adding some more fruits and vegetables to your daily meals, which I think is something that we all could do a little bit more of anyway. So stay tuned for some more information on that a little bit later.
Going along with boatloads of fruits and vegetables comes to our last point, which is what to do after the open. And in my personal opinion, I think this is the most important, and that is getting back to some life balance. So, like Sophie said, stop being crazy and take your fitness outside of the gym.
And I think it's easy during the open to kind of get caught up in the competition part of it. And even like now that the open is over, just the day to day of checking Wattify and seeing who did better than you or lifted more than you or whatever.
In the clean of the jerk.
But remembering that like the reason you come here is yes, to get fitter, but it's also to be a part of our community and to have fun and to laugh at our jokes. And it should be one of the better hours of your day. So kind of reinvesting that and remembering that it's not all about coming in competing with your neighbor, but you know, coming in and appreciating what you can do and what you did do that day
and supporting your neighbor.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, cheering everybody on.
But the open was great. I am very happy that we have a whole year off.
It was something.
I already know what we're gonna do next year, so that's exciting. I'm not telling you.
I thought we were just gonna get a sneak peek.
No. But everyone did awesome. Super proud of everybody, especially those guys who did the open for the first time, because it can be really, really intimidating. And there was a lot of newbies who just like gave it a shot and did what they could, and it was awesome. Especially that last week, a lot of people got like their first pull up and whatnot. So that was really, really great to see. That's my favorite part of the whole entire thing. So when you are listening to this, the results are probably out. All the spreadsheeting is over. So we are super proud of you guys. I know two in a year was a lot. So I think going back to the whole point of this coffee talk is just kind of, you know, like take the open, for what it is and learn from it. You know, like, that's why we do it. Like, what do I want to get better at the next year? What do I want to work on? Like, I've talked to a lot of people about, okay, next year I want to do the Open RX, or like, next year I want to, you know, have my pull up by that time. So it's such a great time to really look back, and be obviously proud of everything you've done, but also look forward and think about things that you can work on, and know that we're here to help, like all the coaches, but, you know, we have programs, we have anything you need really, to reach the goals that you have in mind. So don't be afraid to email us, chat with us in class, and express, you know, the goals and the things that you want to do, because that's why we're here. Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Next coffee talk. I don't even know when it's going to be. Maybe in the hospital.
It'll have a fourth
member.
Fourth member. It might be, yeah. So that's happening. So we'll keep you guys updated. We also have our anniversary party coming up.
10 years old.
10 years, which is insane. So make sure you guys RSVP to that. That is at the beginning of
December 7th.
Yeah, December 7th, the beginning of next month. So I'll be nagging about you guys to RSVP. I hope everyone can come. I know it's a busy time of year, but we're excited. So here's to the end of this year and the start of 2020.
Woohoo!
Peace!
Peace out. A-Town.